Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 22 and we're reading verses 1 to 6.
The people of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, Jehoram's youngest son, king in his place, since the raiders, who came with the Arabs into the camp, had killed all the older sons. So Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 1 year. His mother's name was Athaliah, a granddaughter of Omri. He too walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother encouraged him in doing wrong. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done, for after his father's death they became his advisers to his undoing. He also followed their counsel when he went with Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Aram, at Ramoth-Gilead. The Arameans wounded Joram, so he returned to Jezreel to recover from the wounds they had inflicted on him at Ramoth in his battle with Hazael, king of Aram.
Our focus is on verse 3. His mother encouraged him in doing wrong. It is clear that Athaliah actively encouraged King Ahaziah to do wrong. But encouragement to do wrong does not always need to be so obvious. Turning a blind eye or a deaf ear, staying quiet, making excuses, can all encourage wrongdoing to be done. Whether it is amongst our family and friends or in areas of business or politics, as children of light, disciples of Christ are called to expose the deeds of darkness. But before we jump in with both feet, let's make sure that we live in a way that is worthy of the Lord. Setting an example for others to follow is important. It can be easy to point out the wrong, much more costly to help stop it and do what is right. But that's what we must be ready to do if we are to be an influence for good because of our commitment to Christ. A prayer. Lord Jesus, please help us not to condone wrongdoing in any way, but give us the wisdom and courage we need to make a difference for good. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.